And the benefit of midostaurin was demonstrated in a very large phase III clinical trial called the RATIFY trial, and has led to the development of midostaurin as the standard of care for FLT3 mutated newly diagnosed patients. So if you can see the Kaplan-Meier curve in front of you, it's showing the improvement in overall survival by about 6-7% in patients receiving midostaurin compared to placebo. There are other, as I mentioned, other FLT3 inhibitors. There are several undergoing clinical trials right now, gilteritinib, crenolinib, quizartinib, which are all seeking to evaluate the effectiveness of them in combination with intensive chemotherapy. So it may be true that in the future there will be an alternate FLT3 inhibitor in use, but currently I would suspect that most folks are using midostaurin in combination with intensive chemotherapy for their newly diagnosed FLT3 patients. Dr. Stein, is that what you use?
That's what we use unless a patient is going on a clinical trial with one of the newer agents.
So Mrs. Phillips was started on midostaurin with intensive chemotherapy. In general, it's given on days 8 to 21. So there is time to get that FLT3 mutation back. You can start the intensive chemotherapy and then identify the FLT3 mutation. It usually takes about 3 to 5 days to get that mutation profile back. And she tolerated therapy well. She had a neutropenic fever for a day or two, as many of our patients do when their counts are at their nadir around 14 to 18 days or so. And ultimately recovered with a remission and less than 5% blasts on her day 28 marrow.